Blog Talk Radio.
Himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know.
Hello, Grudge World. Hello, Grudge World. Another Clocks Off production. Motor City Mafia, Young Money, Midwest. I want to say hello to each and every one of you all. And I hope that everybody's been doing well and swell. It's a blessing, y'all. Tonight, y'all, I just want to kind of briefly speak on a little bit of something that's been going on. And what's been happening is Midwest. I want y'all to know I'm proud of y'all. I would like for each and every one of you all to know that I'm proud of you all. And when I say that, I'm saying that to the guys that are coming to engage and be involved into the things that we got going on and the things that we're supposed to be doing as racers, grudge racers, drag racers, the fans, I can never say enough about you all. And the reason I can never say, because I've been seeing support all through the year. Highways, maybe so, up and down the highways, coming to US 41, Byron Dragway, or, you know, Union Grove, or, you know, a number of different places. And the reason I'm saying that to y'all, because, you know, if that's what you are, a great lover of the game, or you love watching, just watching the activity, or just participating, you know, you're doing something when it comes to it. It's got a lot to do with you enjoying yourselves and watching other people enjoy themselves. So, Midwest, I want to give a shout-out to you all, because we've had some guys that within a few years changed their whole infrastructure around to go and blend in and do what other people do, and also what they love to do also, as a person I may want to single out as Big Drag. So far and so on, he's still doing what he does. He happened to be a guy that's been him in the same era of age and been knowing him for quite some time, you know. And I just want to give thanks to all you guys for whatever y'all did for 2017. I'm hoping that in 2018, that old saying that they got to say, where it gets greater later, I'm looking forward to that, y'all, next year. You guys, y'all have really, I mean, honestly and truly, y'all have really, really stepped your game up for the last part of the season. You know, and I was glad to see all you guys return back home, because like I told y'all, and I tell y'all again, we don't have to have no event for you to get out. All you got to do is just want to engage, and you go ahead on. If you want to go to an event, then that's a fine thing, too. You know, you got multiple choice in the things that you do, but the important part is enjoying what you do. Because, like I said, and I say again, the game of racing is not personal, y'all. It's all about fun. It's all about talking shit. It's all about enjoying each other, and so far and so on. You know, because when you bring the negativity with the things that are relevant, then it's going to be conflict. And conflict sometimes diverse, you know, it arises into negativity, and then it gets personal. You know, and we don't want to get on nobody's personal. That's not what we're gathering for, and that's not what we get together for. I know me as a person, I can speak for myself. That's not what I get together. So when I say we, I'm speaking for the people that's about the same thing, you know, and I just want to give a shout-out to y'all tonight. You know, these guys had locked in a lot of races, you know, for these last past few months and weeks, you know. And tomorrow, well, you know, we don't have nothing to do with what God do. All we can do is go along with his program, because that's the boss. But they had something really lined up for you all to really enjoy yourselves. We had a few guys that were supposed to engage. And then we also got a lock-in today for somebody to engage for the following weekend, after this weekend, you know. So we just hoping that everything turned out. And y'all, you look, we know it's we know it's closing out for 2017. So, you know, ain't no sense in us trying to fool ourselves or nobody else, you know. We know that it was coming, know that it was going to get here. It looked like this was going to be about the last weekend as far as we can see with the naked eye, but nobody knows what God got in store. So my thing is that we're going to do it as long as we can, while we can. Y'all get up. Y'all hold on for a second. Y'all kind of excuse me. I had to take a pause for the calls. I didn't mean to lead a show like that. But I just had to come on tonight, y'all, and get a congratulations. Now, my other thing with this is tonight these guys had a real nice thing set up for everybody tomorrow. But it looked like the weather going to try to do us a job, you know. And if it does, then, you know, we just got to go with the flow, you know, and that's just the bottom line to it, you know. But hopefully we might get a few nice days in between where the people that own the track may be able to open up the tracks and see if we got something else going. But we're going to see what turns out, because don't nobody never know. We don't know. You know, we're going to see what tomorrow brings. And if it don't, I want each and every one of you all to know that for 2017, that we enjoyed each and everybody that did participate this year, that was able, and the ones that wasn't able to. You know, our hearts and everything go out to you all, too. And hopefully that 2018, we can make it come on in here and be what it used to be and be what it is, and make it be better than before, you know. With that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all patience and listen to that little saga that I had just spoke up. And if there's anybody on the show that want to raise their hand and come in and talk, y'all know you're always welcome to come in and speak on the show. But in the meantime, between time, y'all, we got another guy that then appeared out here in the Grudge World, y'all, and he been calling people out, you know, and he been calling them out, and he really want to make himself relevant in the game, y'all. It's a young man called himself Ryan. For the last few weeks, I've been sitting back, being cool, being quiet, and listening to what's been going on. And young man has been coming on and been trying to make himself relevant by trying to get people to lock in and come on and get out. We're just going to lock in today from him and brother nephew. They're supposed to try to engage with either with each other. Sorry about that. Next weekend or before one of the two, we don't know. It will be announced on one of the other shows, because I turn around and I come and give all this thanks to y'all for the 2017 season. That don't mean that the shows come to an end. That only means that the action come to an end, because we always have a Winter Nationals. And the Winter Nationals is when we get on the show and everybody talk about what they're going to do to each other, you know. But I just want each and every one of y'all to know that I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all been some very valuable people in the game in 2017. All down through the years, we've had a whole lot of people that have came and made themselves relevant in the game, or whether they raced or not. You know, a lot of them are some special friends to me. A lot of them haven't participated a lot in the game, and I can't say if they will or if they won't, you know, but they made themselves relevant when it comes to their individuality, you know. So all around, it's really all about all around the board good thing, in my own personal opinion. Some people might see it one way. Some people might make it a bit more serious than what it is, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. With the season kind of getting ready to close out, because I know I ain't seen no more good weather. And I've been looking at the forecast for some time now, and I'm just hoping that things turn out right for tomorrow, that way I get a chance to see old Big Drag, Kid, Big Eddie, all the rest of the gang, y'all, you know, and, you know, out at the playing field one more time before it's time for Jack Frost or for Mother Nature, either one, whatever terminology you want to use, do his thing. You know, so with that being said, is there anybody else on the show that want to raise their hand? I don't like hogging the mic, and y'all know that. Okay, well, we don't have anybody else on the show. So, well, yes, we do. We got one somebody on the show. 847-4139. Call her. Who we got on the line?
Hey, what up? I'm good. How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, baby boy? How you been, man?
I cannot complain, man. Just tuning in, man. It looks like we're going to be rained out tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, it kind of looked that way, man. But, you know, we don't never know. You know, it's been a few times that rain is supposed to come through there that it didn't make it. You know, we just have to kind of wait and see how things going to turn out, man. Hopefully it turned out in our favor. If not, you know, we're going to take it in stride, bro. Mark, what you think?
Yeah, well, hey, man, I got to, you know, take my hat off to all the guys that have been closing it out on a high note. And been just working out, man. Uncle Larry, I gotta make this other call. I'll call you right back. Be right back.
All right. You know, so just let y'all know that I'm not the only one that feel that we're about the season. It's a lot of people might feel a little different about the season, you know, but it is what it is, y'all. I got one of my other callers, 773-7115. 773-7115.
Oh, man. What's going on, Larry? How you doing, man?
What's going on, brother kid?
Shit, nothing much. Same old shit, just a different day, that's all.
Just a different day, huh? Well, the same thing is still going on, man. You know how it go, man. But you know what, kid? It's still a good thing. It's still a blessing, kid. We get a chance to holler at each other again, and hopefully tomorrow we'll get a chance to see each other again. If not, then we'll look forward to it whenever the time permitted, you know?
Yeah, they talk about probably washed out tomorrow. They said, well, next weekend it might be all right, but it's going to be kind of cool, though, you know. Shit, 45,
mm-hmm.
45 degrees. That all depends on the person still want to get out, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Shit, I know. We had race goddamn when it was 20, 30 degrees outside, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, kid. Yes, we have. But it's a lot of things that we used to do, kid, don't happen no more now, man. It used to happen, man.
No.
You know, some of them.
You're right about that.
Yeah, man, shoot. You know, we used to get it on, man. We call each other late at night, man, and get on out there, man, and go do our thing, and then get our butt out the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's been happening with your brother, kid? What you been doing, man?
Yeah, nothing much. I was looking at a little live feed, actually, they had down in at the House of Hook. Yeah, a few races going on down there. Yeah, some dog. Yeah, dog beat his opponent last night, Sinai. He beat him. That was last night.
Uh-huh.
And tonight, Sweetness, he beat Bipolar. Candy Crusher. Yeah. Sweetness beat Bipolar, and Candy Crusher beat George Williams, Camaro.
Oh, Candy Crusher. I ain't heard enough from Candy Crusher all season long.
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing from Candy Crusher either. Well, I guess he lived down in South Carolina. I guess he figured he'd go to the race and shit. Yep, and the old Turtle Mustang beat Machiavelli. No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
So they do have action going on down there, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be
Hold it down. Hold it down for me for 1 minute, kid. Hold it down for me for 1 minute.
All right.
1 minute.
All right.
The dollar. She's gonna give you a dollar for coming. Across the street. Red. All right, kid, I'm back.
Yeah, that was Sweetness, Bipolar, Candy Crush, and George Williams. They was all in that four-car shootout they had, so it'll be in the final. It'll be Sweetness versus Candy Crush. I don't know what time it's going to get off, but that's who's in the final.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well. I guess maybe we're going to end up getting a report on that from somebody, I guess, you know. Not let it go live, but somebody's, you know.
Right, somebody down there might let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My main focus tonight, kid, is on everybody up this way, kid. You know, them guys, man, they've been racing, kid. We got to go on and give them the credit, man. They've been racing, and they've been locking races in. You know, man, they had a hell of a thing set up for tomorrow, kid. That's why I'm hoping that rain moves
out.
You know, but if it don't, then, you know, it's something that's understood. So, you know.
Right. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Not a thing. Get your umbrella. You know.
That's all. That's
about it.
Yeah.
And look forward to a not raining day or so far and so on. I can't say a better day because anytime you're above dirt and, you know, and you're still here, all of those should be better days, you know. So look forward to a day that is not so rainy and permissible for us to get out, be able to go and see some racing is concerned, you know.
Yep.
And I like that.
Yeah, well, I guess my man Randy, goddamn it, he'd be getting ready to go down in Darlington next weekend to lock arms with Big Country, man.
Oh, man. Randy been jumping up and down, man. Randy ready to go, man.
Yeah.
He said, Randy said they can count him out if he want one. He said, but he's going to stand up and he's going to be accounted for. He's going out there to get him some hips. Yeah, he said he's going to get him some hips, man. Yes, sir. I believe in him. You know,
he got a damn good program.
I like 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like 6 miles. I like him in that race. I know he's racing against another great competitor, somebody that has become very relevant in the game, which they call him Big Country. You know, but, you know, like they say about in football, baseball, that records are made to be broken, man. You know, so you can have a record, you can have a title for being the baddest guy around, but just remember, no matter how bad he is, it's always somebody better. So we're going to get a chance to see if it pans out. And if not, you know, still got to give him a congratulations for going down there putting forth the effort. And if so, hey, man, we're going to have a ball. Because in this game, don't nobody know. Ain't no guaranteed wins in this game.
No.
None. Mm-mm. Yes, sir. Yeah. You like 6 miles, too, don't you, kid?
Oh, yeah, that's my man. We had, like I said, we had fun, goddamn it, down in Holly Springs. They got there, Randy took the shit out of me. He got turned on to them neck bones and them turkey necks and shit and that corn. Randy said, this shit is good. Yeah, we had a ball, man.
Yes, indeed. I know what you mean. Yeah, buddy. Well, we're looking forward to some more of those, too.
Oh,
man, let me see. I'm looking to see who I got here. Okay. But other than that, man, everything's been pretty decent, man. As far as I'm concerned,
mm-hmm.
Everything's been pretty decent. You know, you can always hear a little negativity every now and then, but, you know, it's our job as the older guys to try to see if we can steer the thing back into the right direction where it's supposed to be at and so far and so on and try to keep things on track. That's what we're around for. You know, we ain't around
mm-hmm.
to encourage no BS. You know, we're around there to eliminate it, you know, if we can eliminate it, you know. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I had to get that old shout out, man. Because I was looking forward to this weekend, man. Because when it first showed, it wasn't no rain in the forecast. And then after that,
right.
I started appearing then,
yeah.
You know, so.
On Tuesday.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to give, I want to give a big shout out to Brother Eddie Big Eddie. Big Eddie is feeling well enough. He decided that he wanted to mount up and go get a chance to spend some time and see his grandbaby, first grandbaby.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty, yeah, man. He, I guess he's around there slobbing all over the baby in Canada right now.
Cheeseburger's
gonna get hell now. Hey, kid, you didn't have to throw that in
there,
kid.
Yeah, man. I know he probably only got one ear on here listening.
Yeah, he might have. Ain't no telling. Yep. No doubt.
When you heard from my man Crooked Letter, I ain't talked to him in a minute.
I heard from Crooked Letter a couple of days now. He had another real bad sickness in his family. His daughter, she took ill, and he kind of dealing with that, you know. So
yeah,
you know, our prayers go out to him and his family, hoping that everything turned out okay. But that's about it. I might get a chance to talk to him later on tonight, you know, because he's been moving and grooving pretty much, you know. So what you think about? You going to try to make it to the Florida race?
Oh, shit, Larry, I don't know. You know, I don't know yet. I was talking to goddamn Kinslow, and he was talking about if I could get some airline tickets at a decent price, so he's supposed to get back with me. So I don't know yet. Probably within a week or so, I'll be made up my mind. Yep.
All right, kid. You know what, kid?
Yeah.
Have you heard this guy named Ryan? Do you know Ryan?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. He's been calling everybody out, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Him and nephew locked in for next weekend, if it's permissible.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They talking about no rain for nothing for next weekend. Just be on the cool side. Yeah.
Right. Hopefully they can get it in up until the point of time it run out. You know.
Yeah.
So I come in and told them, you know, I'm just thanking everybody for a good season. You know, it turned out to be better than what I thought it would have been at first. You know, because at first it seemed like it was just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that, that's about it. It really wasn't too much for me to talk about, you know, because of last weekend, you know, not this weekend. So, you know, we're going to just keep our fingers crossed, because I'm sure looking forward to tomorrow. Like I said, I get a chance to see you and Drag and D and all of y'all come out there on them Sundays, man, you know. Which it ain't no scheduled event. It's just that the guys making their mind up that they want to come on out there and get it on.
Right.
You know. I've been enjoying myself. I'll say it that way.
They said they had a nice crowd out there last Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice one out there. Uh huh.
Mhm.
Yeah. And Sunday before that, and the Sunday before that, and, you know, it's been going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they need to.
Well, that's about it.
Yeah, they need to either shit or get off the pipe, one of the two.
You got that right. You sure got that right, Brother Eddie. I mean, Brother Kip. I don't know why I'm thinking about Eddie. I'm going to have to call and check on him. Yeah, make sure he's good. Yeah. Meantime, between time, kid, I'm gonna take a little quick pause for the call since I ain't got no hands up.
All right.
And then we'll be right back.
Sometimes other guys may be listening to the shows and they have other things they be doing, and I understand that too.
So with that being said, I'm gonna say I'm gonna say appreciate everybody that come on tonight. And I'm gonna be looking forward to seeing y'all. We're gonna get a break in. In the action and stuff, you know, we don't know if it's gonna be cold or rainy or whatever the case is, but one thing for sure and two things for certain, we're gonna try to give you a fill in on one of these three shows that come on toward the end of the week. And hopefully that we get a chance to congregate again and, you know, go to the races and enjoy each other again. If not, you know, then we all understand. I mean, it really, we ain't going to make no big problem out of it. So with that being said, I'm going to say goodnight to all of y'all and God bless. And
all right.
What's that other saying? They say peace. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the Grudge Game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the Grudge World. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard.